This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tokyo fire officials and news reports said Friday a man stabbed at least 10 passengers on a commuter train in the Japanese capital and was arrested by police after fleeing. NHK Public Television says two passengers were seriously injured. It claims the suspect left his knife behind as he fled and was later arrested in Tokyo. The city is currently hosting the Olympics, which end on Sunday. The Tokyo Fire Department says 9 of the 10 passengers were taken to nearby hospitals, while the 10th was able to walk away. The Taliban shot dead the head of the Afghanistan government's media information center Friday near a mosque in the capital, days after warning they would target senior administration figures in retaliation for increased airstrikes. The assassination of one of the government's leading voices follows another bloody day of fighting in Afghanistan as the war increasingly spills into Kabul. It also comes hours before the UN Security Council meets in New York to discuss the conflict. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the death, with the spokesman saying the official, quote, was killed in a special attack. It's a murder after the militants warned Wednesday of more attacks targeting Afghan government leaders, a day after the country's defense minister escaped an assassination attempt in a bomb and gun attack. The Afghan and U.S. militaries have stepped up airstrikes in their fight against insurgents in a string of cities, and the Taliban said Tuesday Kabul's raid was their response. Fighting in Afghanistan's long-running conflict has intensified since May, when foreign forces began the final stage of a withdrawal due to be completed later this month. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.